Hello, beautiful woman. My name is Lucy, and I'm very happy to share that I am married to the love of my life, my best friend. He's my soulmate. Deep down, is this what you were longing for too? Because I did for a very long time, and it used to literally feel like I was hitting my head against a brick wall because no matter what I was doing, nothing seemed to work until I did the right work.
Yep, and then that's when I swept her off her feet.
We both know that I'm the one who manifested this relationship, darling. So let me tell you about how I changed my love life. See, years ago, I was coaching highly motivated women through a lot of life transitions. And during that time, I realized that what 98% of these women wanted and were most terrified of was ending up alone. What they were wanting was true love, and what they were terrified of was being alone. Can you relate? And what kept them from truly being themselves in order to find a soulmate was a deep-seated fear of rejection. So I want to ask you right now, how often do you find yourself settling, blurring boundaries, overcompensating just to keep the relationship going, and in the process, dimming your own beautiful, magnificent light to avoid judgment? I get it. I used to be freaking all over the shop when it came to attracting in quality men. And I used to have a master's in people pleasing. And instead of experiencing my best life, I was on a treadmill of suffering, exhaustion, and seeking validity outside of myself. Now, this was all going on behind the scenes because I was flat out doing jazz hands and acting like everything was just great. You see, my heart was closed. Yet I was waiting for my Prince Charming to just magically appear and to make everything better. I created the vision boards. I'd read The Secret 65,000 times, and I was jumping from one healer to the next, thinking that I was doing the work, doing what I should be doing. Yet I was still no closer to finding love. I was actually intellectualizing self-development, yet my heart still remained closed. Can you relate? You see, I lived this way for a long time until I literally woke up one day with a big fat hangover thinking, is this really my life? You know, I had the perfect life on paper and I'd been scrolling through Facebook on this particular morning with this hangover and I saw this photo that really struck me from the night before. My heart cracked open in that moment. There I was, smiling, surrounded by friends. And yet what I noticed was that my eyes were completely dead. They'd totally lost their sparkle that was once there. And I didn't recognize the woman that I was looking at in the photo. And it, as I said, it struck me to my core. Because on paper, I had everything. Amazing family, friends, a place in the country. I went on great trips. I had a great job. But in reality, I was lost. I was not connected to my emotions. And to be honest, I'd strayed away from who the hell I actually was. And I even felt guilty for even thinking those thoughts. I was playing a very small version of myself. And that version, let me tell you, was a shitty understudy that wasn't getting me what I wanted. I knew I had to get my ass into gear ASAP because this was costing me on every level. I made a vow to myself on that very day that I would do whatever it took to connect with my heart and my beautiful soul again so I could get out there and lead with my true self because I knew there was so much more to me and yet I was sitting there with a big fat lid on. You know, I was like, I'm a pretty cool chick, but along the way, my light had gone out and I wasn't going to just sit there and watch life be on repeat. So after years of studying with, you know, experts and taking various positions in communications and producing and starring in an off-Broadway show here in New York while playing the powerful role of Hillary Clinton, it actually helped me reach a level of mastery and truth in my life that is unparalleled. It was during this intense period of time that I was actually able to see who I really was, what I was actually made of, and finally step into my leadership and my empress energy.
Yeah, crazy enough, you know, it was during this time that I met Lucy. And it was at a time when I had done a lot of work on myself as well. You know, I'd gone through all the relationships. Living in New York City, you know, I've done all my partying. I went out. I had my heart broken. But I knew that there was a lot more. And I was actually getting really exhausted of dating. I was really getting tired of, like, the same old stuff, going out, meeting women at clubs, or meeting, trying to meet women at restaurants or whatnot, just running out of ideas. And I'm just like, you know, I'm just done. I'm ready for this relationship. I'm ready. I feel like I've actually become that man. I've stepped into my man. And when I saw Lucy for the first time, you know, she walked in and, you know, I went, I made sure that I made myself available, went up to her and I said hi, introduced myself. It was actually at a friend's party. And, you know, we met very briefly. We exchanged, you know, nice teas or pleasantries and stuff. But there was a little connection. I'm just like, oh, my God, she's beautiful. I'd like to see what's going on. And we reached out, went down on the first date. And on the first date, you know, I knew right away.
You said we reached out. You reached out.
I reached out. I reached out and we made the first date happen. And what's important is that, you know, when I met her, I'm just like, oh, my God, she's the real deal. She's it. This is the right one. And, you know, it was, as she said, she was in her empress energy. She was lit up. She was powerful. She was a strong woman, not just being loud and proud, but, you know, she was strong in her beautiful essence, fully expressed, sharing herself freely, openly, from the heart. And I recognized that. I saw that right away. And what I knew was that my heart was also saying, yes, she's the one. Let's keep going. Let's see what happens.
Aww. I tell you what, this man is not always, you know, handing out compliments. So I'm just sitting here gushing over here with my cheeks have gone red. And even though we're married, you know, it's nice even in this moment right now that I'm just reliving it as I'm sitting here listening to him. But yeah, you know, it was, I literally, when I was playing Hillary Clinton, it was like, it got me totally out of my comfort zone. And it was only then that I was able to make a quantum leap into actually being my own soulmate, fighting for my greatness, fighting to live my dream, and just saying, you know what, universe, I'm not here to tolerate mediocrity anymore. I'm not here to play small anymore. I've been there, done that, and it sucks. And this is the golden nugget I want you to hear. This is what led me to finally being able to be a vibrational match to attract in my beautiful soulmate who's sitting next to me right now.
Yeah, and I just want to say that, you know, I didn't need her to complete me, and she didn't need me to complete her. And that's a very powerful statement, because when you're your own soulmate, you don't need anyone else. You're content in being who you are, and you don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You don't have to reach for it. You know, you don't have to reach for love. Love is just there. And then when you guys are in love with yourself, when you are your own soulmate, what happens is then the connection is at a whole different level. It's at a higher level. And we were able to recognize that in ourselves. And we're just like, this is easy. This relationship's easy. We feel it's easy. It's with the flow.
I love that you really touched on that, because it was the first time in my life where I was putting myself first, putting my passions, my desires, my joy, you know, really, really prioritizing my deep self-love, but also shining the spotlight on those parts of myself that needed addressing. You know, my heart was broken at a very young age when my father died as a little girl, and I thought I dealt with that wound, you know, that fear of loss, that fear of abandonment. Yet I was still, right up until I attracted an army, and I was still attracting in men that weren't really there for the long haul or to commit, because that suited me, right? We really attract who we are. And when I was finally willing to do that extra work on myself and to just love myself so much, that was when I filled up my inner love tank, and that was when he walked into my life. And now, you know, I'm living what I now teach. And the thing I want to tell you is that attracting your soulmate is 100% an inside job. And, you know, part of my mastery and ability is to see into my women that I work with very, very quickly and to feel them at a very soul level and to know exactly what they need to get on track and into alignment.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I witness Lucy every day working with women and giving them breakthroughs. And when we witness this, it's really astounding. It's the amount of transformation that happens in just a matter of a few weeks. It's insane. I've studied with mentors over the years for different reasons. And the thing I know most to be true is that you really cannot teach something you haven't lived, right? It has to be, it's from experience. Lucy is amazing at what she does because she's lived it. You know, the story that she just shared with you, it's actually an experiential thing. And, we go out there and read books and watch go to seminars and watch videos, how-to videos. YouTube is full of it. It's all intellectual learning. And the thing is, real true transformation happens when it's experiential, it's heart-centered. And that is what moves you from one alignment to the other very powerfully.
Well, it's actually from being out of alignment and then into alignment.
Exactly, from out of alignment to into alignment. Because you know what? Over the years, we've really just added on hurt after hurt after hurt, causing us to move further away from our own alignment, what can actually attract us to each other. You know, instead of looking at a person of beauty with like attraction and connection, you look at a person with through a lens that is hurtful or painful and protected. You're like, oh, I don't want to be hurt again. So, you know, that alignment, that realignment can only happen through experiential, heart-centered type of work.
And fierce commitment to do whatever it's going to take to shift. You know, that's where I got to, having already done like 10 years of work on myself. I was still in that place of curiosity. Instead of sitting there and resting on my laurels and having already invested a lot in myself, I wasn't sitting there in entitlement saying, come on, universe, just bring it to me. I've done my piece. That's why I believe that I ended up really being able to shift this final piece of my heart that was closed, was because I was there for the long haul and I was not going to stop in that fierce commitment to myself, to my future, to the life that I was out to create until I'd actually gotten the shift. Because I knew it existed, because really when the student is ready, the teacher always appears. So I want you to really hear right now that there absolutely is possibility for you right now to change the trajectory of your life. You see, most people that come to me have done years and years of therapy. That's a very common thing. In fact, I even work with therapists and psychologists, you know, because they're like, well, I'm teaching this stuff and I'm still not getting the shift. So I want you to really hear that no matter where you are right now in your life, that the support is here. And it's all about deep activation and integration to get your heart open. You know, it's through this work that I teach that women are able to liberate themselves for the first time in their life. Such common feedback that I get that really warms my heart is, Lucy, I've never felt this supported in my life. I have never felt this seen, right? I help women connect with their true power, to crack open their heart and to really take their life and their future into their own hands, to create a life on purpose, consciously, instead of just existing day in, day out on autopilot. Because we learn that, you know, we are not our past. We are not our wounds or our ancestral limitations. We connect with our purpose and experience who we truly are. That's what I help my women do. Yeah, without a job title, without monetary significance, without attachment to whether we are a mother or not. None of those things matter. Yet so many women that come to me are really hiding behind their job title. And I'm like, who are you without your job title? And I've also worked with mothers whose marriage has ended. And I'm like, okay, that's great that you're a mother. That's one of the most powerful things we can do. But it's like, that shouldn't be your identity. You're still you at the end of the day. And in order to be the best mother on the planet, you've got to keep that love tank full and to deal with your inner world. We can't allow judgment to affect our worth anymore. This is about, you know, it's like giving less fucks, as I tell my women all the time. You know, this is not about letting judgment stop you or hold you back from really taking the lid off who you really are. You know, I believe that we are all worthy, we all deserve love, and that we are all more than enough, regardless of what other people are projecting onto us. And sometimes it's the people that we love the most. So when you actually get this deep work, you get to taste your own magnificent magic. And honestly, I've had people say to me, this is like a rebirth. So, you know, it's your true essence that is activated so that you can illuminate the darkness that has been holding you back and holding you in suffering and that poverty consciousness for so long. And don't think it's not affecting other areas of your life. You know, this is affecting your finances, your health. This impacts, you know, so many women that come to me are riddled with anxiety and IBS and migraines and some more severe illnesses. So it's amazing, you know, in the short time that I work with women to see them heal, you know, their issues with debt, their issues with health. And you know, I'm only just touching the bare minimum right now. What I can tell you is this is about deeply changing the trajectory of your life. Because the way I believe it is that collective consciousness is where the real power lives. When one woman rises, we all rise, right, collectively. And we rise together through that high collective vibration. Because the truth is, we're all in this together. And I want you to know that I see your power and I believe in you even more than you believe in yourself at this very moment. And that's why my clients jump on board, because they feel that. And that's what they want. They want to be stretched, but, you know, they want to be expanded. They want to be lifted into a higher consciousness. But, you know, right now, what I want to say to you is you are not broken. There is nothing wrong with you, nothing about you that needs fixing. But what does need your attention right now are your shitty belief systems, is that lack mindset, that scarcity mindset, that victimhood that's paralyzing you, and that little girl who's running your life when who you need to run your life is your inner queen. Yeah. And I refuse to let my women experience anything less than greatness in their life, and to, you know, stop holding back from not being in a soulmate relationship, because it's my belief that a soulmate relationship is your birthright. So if this is speaking to you, then, you know, I'd love to chat with you, and I look forward to connecting with you.